He was reluctant to tell the story, but it was plain that he had expected no trouble and had posted only a few guards on the eastern gate. And when they had seen the approaching horsemen, the guards had thought they were English, and so the Danes had been able to capture the gate and then pierce the town. Withgill claimed to have made a fight at the fort in the town centre, but it was obvious from his men's embarrassment that it had been a pathetic resistance, if it amounted to any resistance at all, and the probable truth was that Withgill had simply run away. "Was Odda there?" I asked. "Elderman Odda?" Withgill asked. "Of course not." "Where was he?" Withgill frowned at me as if I had just come from the moon. "In the north, of course." "The north of Defnisshire? He marched a week ago. He led the Ferd."
"Against Ubba?"
"That's what the king ordered," Withgill said.
"So where's Ubba?" I demanded.
It seemed that Ubba had brought his ships across the wide Severn Sea and had landed far to the west in Defnisshire. He had travelled before the storm struck, which suggested his army was intact, and Odda had been ordered north to block Ubba's advance into the rest of Wessex. And if Odda had marched a week ago, then surely Odda the Younger would know that and would have ridden to join his father, which suggested that Mildrith was there, wherever there was. I asked Withgill if he had seen Odda the Younger, but he said he had neither seen nor heard of him since Christmas. "How many men does Ubba have?" I asked.
"Many," Withgill said, which was not helpful, but all he knew.
"Lord," Chenwulf touched my arm and pointed east, and I saw horsemen appearing on the low fields that stretched from the river toward the hill on which Exonchester is built. A lot of horsemen, and behind them came a standard bearer, and though we were too far away to see the badge on the flag, the green and white proclaimed that it was the West Saxon banner. So Alfred had come here? It seemed likely, but I was in no mind to cross the river and find out. I was only interested in searching for Mildrith. War is fought in mystery. The truth can take days to travel, and ahead of truth flies rumour, and it is ever hard to know what is really happening, and the art of it is to pluck the clean bone of fact from the rotting flesh of fear and lies. So what did I know? That Guthrum had broken the truce and had taken Exonchester, and that Ubba was in the north of Defnisshire, which suggested that the Danes were trying to do what they had failed to do the previous year, split the West Saxon forces. And while Alfred faced one army, the other would ravage the land, or perhaps descend on Alfred's rear, and to prevent that, the Ferd of Defnisshire had been ordered to block Ubba. Had that battle been fought? Was Odda alive? Was his son alive? Were Mildrith and my son alive? In any clash between Ubba and Odda, I would have reckoned on Ubba. He was a great warrior, a man of legend among the Danes, and Odda was a fussy, worried, greying and aging man. "We go north," I told Leofric when we were back at Oxton. I had no wish to see Alfred. He would be besieging Guthrum, and if I walked into his camp, he would doubtless order me to join the troops ringing the city, and I would sit there, wait and worry. Better to go north and find Ubba. So the next morning, under a spring sun, the Hayhengal's crew marched north. The war was between the Danes and Wessex. My war was with Odda the Younger, and I knew I was driven by pride. The preachers tell us that pride is a great sin, but the preachers are wrong. Pride makes a man. It drives him. It is the shield wall around his reputation, and the Danes understood that. Men die, they said, but reputation does not die. What do we look for in a lord? Strength, generosity, hardness, and success. And why should a man not be proud of those things? Show me a humble warrior, and I will see a corpse.